Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. I can't do anything out of my own strength, but when I am weak, woo, I'm strong because he's strong. And guess what? I can be successful in all things because Christ will give me strength in all things. Amen? Whew. If I was trying to love Regina on my own, we'd still be at ground zero. We might be in the negative. We might be in the negative realm. But God revealed to me wisdom, how to know her, understand her, and how to love her. Amen? And God will give you wisdom within your spousal relationship. God will give you wisdom within dealing with your children. God will give you wisdom within your work life. God will give you wisdom within your social life and with your other family relationships and your friendships. There's nothing that God does not want to be involved in your life. Amen? So let's make sure that if we seek him, we will find him. And so this morning, I want to just declare unto you that in every area of our life where we know we need help, and in every area in our life that gives us anxiety, stress, fear, I want us to begin this week to open up our heart in that area and begin to seek him, because guess what? He will be found. Amen? The Lord is a good, loving God. And our Father in heaven is a loving Father and wants to do more than ever in our life. I want you to know something. That with men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And I want you to know something, that the Bible says that not only should we live a blessed life now in this time, but in the future, eternal life belongs to us. Amen? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your glory. Father, we just declare your goodness, Father. And Lord, I just speak and declare your blessing upon your people, Father. Lord, let them understand that it is the word, it is the word, it is the word. It is prayer. It's inviting you in. It's asking you, God, to come into our situation in our life. And Father, you're going to stir, you're going to heal, you're going to set free, because that is what you do, Father. And Lord, I just thank you and declare your goodness in Jesus' name. Now, if there's anybody in here with every eye still closed for right now, if there's someone here today and you say, Pastor Phil, I want to seek God, but I'm not even saved. Or I want to seek God, but I feel like I'm backslidden and removed from my relationship with him. But today I want to make that right. If that's you, just quickly raise your hand. Hallelujah. I see that hand. You can put those down. Praise God. I see that hand. You can put that down. Amen. Listen now, I'm just going to pray this, and we're all going to pray it together. But each one of you that raised your hand, this is your turnaround moment. I'm telling you that even this week, God is going to begin to flood you with things. You're going to feel some things lift off of you. You're going to feel peace come. You're going to feel strength just because you raised your hand. And you said, God, I want you to be the foundation of my life. Because if I make you the foundation of my life, then my life has 100% chance of being successful. Amen? So everybody in here, just pray this with me. Say, Father, I come to you now, and I ask Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of my life. Come into my heart, Lord. Forgive me of anything I've done, and save me right now. I thank you, Lord, that I'm saved, that I'm forgiven, and that I am now a child of God, and that you will help me live this life every day. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, any of you that prayed that with me and you want to come up here and have me pray with you, I will do that. But I'm going to go ahead and do this prayer request we received online. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just put Braden before you, Father. And Lord, we curse this fever and break its power in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you that you will reveal even right now, Father, why we would be coughing up blood and what that is, Father. And Lord, supernaturally, God, we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into Braden, Father. Bring total restoration. And Father, I thank you that you will help the doctor see anything that needs touched, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. And let's just be excited, because I just want to challenge you this week. Seek the Lord. Ask him for help with what you got going on. And just ask him to refresh you. If you've just been in a dry season, say, Lord, I need you to refresh me. But if you've got some things that are really hindering you right now, seek the Lord, and I promise you that supernaturally he's going to bring a breakthrough that's going to be profound. Amen? Hey, God bless you. We love you. Thanks for being here.